Hi, this is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Quaria Humphrey. Date of service is 2/23/2023. Date of birth is 7/7/21/1979. The patient alleges that she was a victim of an automobile accident that happened on May 5th, 2020. As a restrained front seat passenger, where she was hit on a T-bone passenger side, leading to some headaches, along with loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and she started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right knee and right hand, left shoulder as the main issues. All of these things have continued. The patient has been investigated. She has been seen by several facilities. She has been seen by Northern Radiology and Dr. Redden at Michigan Specialist, Spine Specialist. Eventually, the patient has resorted to a non-invasive treatment, only conservative treatment she wants. She has not seen an orthopedic surgeon. The orthopedic surgeon did report it to have a surgery, which she refused. She has positive finding in cervical spine with herniated disc, as well as in the lumbar spine and leg joint involvement. Eventually, without the lack of consent, patient has not. Only thing she has done is injection to the tendons to the right knee and the left knee. The patient has been advised to rethink about her options, and she is a drug seeker. She wants a high, stronger pain medication to relieve the pain without surgery. That is not feasible during the current legal environment from the federal government, state government. She has been advised to use marijuana. Currently, her pain level, according to her, is 10 in the lower back and the neck, as well as into the right wrist and right both the knees. Right knee is 10, left knee is 5, and the right ankle is 5. The patient has some difficulty walking. She does use cane. She reports her pain level to be 10, and ADLs are being affected 10 in almost every category, including general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. She reports 0% relief in her recovery. The following system review, positive finding, please write down the negative yourself. The headaches are present with difficulty sleeping, anxiety, panic, and loss of memory. The rest of the symptoms are negative. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, clicking and grinding, neck pain, shoulder pain, mid pain, upper back pain, wrist and hand pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain, and difficulties walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her changes have become worsened, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And she reports losing 3 pounds, but she's not sure how many pounds. Current pain medication is narco substance abuse. None is reported. Patient has been advised to use medical marijuana. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant with the pain medical regimen. The patient is physical examination, blood pressure 186/128, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 1/19/2023, dictation number 0123-005. Along with diagnosis and plan of care is to continue the physical therapy and medications. Her meds have been reviewed, and she's referred to chiropractic treatment. She remains work disabled and housework replacement. Narco 7.5, 325, 30 tablets are provided. Krishna has been advised that her medication will be reduced to a Schedule 3 medication as our office policy. Thank you.